Good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to the show across the entire globe. And today is Sunday, June 28th, 2020. And I am your host, Claudia Vara, coming to you live from Virginia. And I am a certified angel card reader, indigo reader, realm reader, feriologist, flower therapy healer, and an archangel life coach, and much more. And you are now listening to International Angels Network. And we are a show that explores spiritual entrepreneurship, fairies, the fairy realm, angels, spirituality, mysticism, which you are listening to Mystical Connections. Thank you. And we talk about lots of different topics and so much more. And today we are a live call-in show. So give us a ring at 516 area code 453-9162. Again, the number is 516-453-9162. You can actually save that phone number on your phone contacts, and you can call our show on Monday as well. We have our Monday show with Shishi O'Donnell, and her show is Any Topic. And she's going to be doing free mini readings. So if we don't get to your call today and to get your reading done or any questions that you may have, you can send me a message. You can go to internationalangelsnetwork.com/Claudia, and you can send me a message there. I'd be happy to answer your questions. Or you can, tomorrow, if you like a reading, if we didn't get to your call, you can call tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's Shishi O'Donnell. And that be her show. So also for those who are calling internationally, you can dial +1-516-453-9162. You also can call the show on Skype for free from anywhere around the world, and you will see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk Radio website while we're live on air. And the website is blogtalkradio.com/International Angels Network. Or you can go to our website at internationalangelsnetwork.com and just click the banner there of any of your hosts, and it'll take you directly to our show, our live show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com. You can go on the search engine and just type in International Angels Network, and you can find us there too. We're also available on iHeartRadio, and we're available on Alexa. You can listen to us on Alexa. And on any of your favorite platforms. We're also on Apple Podcasts as well, and so many others. So, all right. So for those who want to Skype in, like I said, you can go to our show. Just click that live icon that's on the left-hand corner of the Blog Talk Radio website. You'll see a Skype icon there once you get to that page. And you just click on there, and it'll take you directly to us. So for those who are listening in and I already screen your calls, go ahead and don't press one again because it'll take you bottom to the queue. So just be patient. So just press the one on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you like a reading with us or if you have a question. Make sure you don't press it again because it'll put you on the bottom of the queue and we answer the order of as it is received. So, all right. All right. So today I'm very excited. We have Lumari is here back with us again. She was here a couple of months ago in sometime in March, I think she was here with us. And for those who don't know who Lamari is, she's a gifted, internationally acclaimed intuitive coach, creative catalyst, and energy master who has shown thousands of people all over the world how to awaken their soul calling and create and activate your bigger vision. She is an award-winning, best-selling author of numerous breakthrough spiritual metaphysical books. Lamari is a guided catalyst and inspiration for personal and planetary change, evolution, and awakening. Her latest book, Streams of Consciousness, discover the 12 hidden frequencies of creation and activate your high calling and uplifting our world. So that is what our today's topic is. And also you can get in contact with Lumari at lumari.com. That's L-U-M-A-R.com. Or if you'd like to send her an email, best way to contact her is contact@lumari.com. So further ado, I'd like to bring in our wonderful guest, Ms. Lumari. Hi, welcome back to
Hello.
The show.
Oh, it's so great to be here, Claudia. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us again. Thank you so much. And so, you know, you are a psychic and channel visionary, and you work with the clients across the globe. So how do you share wisdom for each person so you can create and live their higher calling and bigger vision?
Well, I'm fortunate to be able to, my joke is I'm online with the universe. So I can go wherever I need to go vibrationally, spiritually, intuitively to access information, guidance, frequencies, wisdom for my clients, no matter what, which is a blessing because most of us in the intuitive spiritual world favor one or another guide, which I just never had that. I had lots of people in the room talking all at once. Different guides, different angels, different beings all giving me information. And so when I work with the client, I tune into what is the best information or guidance they can use at this time. I think part of it for me is also that I want to be able to provide information that somebody can actually use. Some of the information may be magnificent, but it may not make any changes or help an expansion in doing that. And I also channel Alawashka, who is the original language and vibrational source of creation. And so that helps me, and I connect with creation frequencies, which are the divine frequencies of creation that create everything. And those are really gorgeous, very positive energies that I also bring in for my clients as well.
So, sorry about that. So you're saying your passion and vision for each of your clients and outworld has guided you to write several books. So, you know, now it's this time on, crucial time in our world, and you have written a new book, which is The Stream of Consciousness. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes.
And what are the streams of consciousness as well?
Oh, sure. So The Streams of Consciousness, how this book came to being, it actually, and it is a channeled book, again, from Alawashka, who is the original language and vibrational source of creation. So I like to say from the divine's mind, created Alawashka, and she creates everything else. That's the easiest way for me to describe it. And I have been channeling her for this lifetime and other lifetimes. And I wrote this book more than 10 years ago. And it's revelations of streams of energy that are coming to our planet and uplifting us and giving us the possibility of connecting with the divine in much more direct ways. And every time I said, okay, can we do it now? I got no. Okay, can we do it now? I got no. And then this winter, I said, oh, you know, laughing to myself. This was before we knew about all of this stuff going on, right? And I said, oh, can we do it now? And she said, yes. And it has to be done by. And she gave me the deadline. I'm like, oh, look, I haven't really edited it. It's not, like, ready for launch, all of those other things. And she said, you will find out why it's time for this book when you bring it out in the world, which is exactly what happened. So it's crazy. And it's a channeled book, and how I write when I channel is it's kind of like you and I right now. I'm interviewing the divine. So while I'm downloading and receiving all of the information, I'm also asking questions and getting clarity. So it's not like direct channeling where I'm not there and I'm, you know, just writing. I call it channeling collaboration, where we're having conversations and I'm asking questions. So the streams of consciousness are vibrational streams of energy coming from source through these masters and guides who recognize that all of us humans, when we were on the planet and trying to connect with the divine, we were getting overloaded. Because you can imagine really and truly connecting with the divine directly if you don't have any training or you don't have any focus, you can be in complete overwhelm. And a lot of times we have stories about people who connect with the divine and then 3 years later they come back or they go so far out that it's hard to come back to this world. So these beautiful beings created 12 different streams of consciousness to help humanity resonate with specific frequencies, connect with the divine in those ways, and then also use them as a focus on the planet so that you could come from that space. And it is able to bring you, one, you're able to create from that space, and the masters of the streams created them for us to uplift us and help guide us and help nurture us and help us connect with each other. And so they're very, very powerful, and there's an evolutionary track. So you can connect with the stream and then you grow and then you have illumination and you have understanding in a greater capacity and then you grow even more. And then if you want to look at another different stream and see how that feels to you, you can connect with that. So that's kind of the background of the streams of consciousness. And they are vibrational attunements, and they're healing. And the book that I've written, really and truly, it's vibrational. So lots of people who've read the book told me that they get their fingers tingling while they touch the book before they even open it, which is also fun.
Yeah, because you can feel the energy off of it, you know?
Yeah.
So that, you know, you did mention that the streams of consciousness create unique and powerful connections with the divine. Can you tell us a little bit more about these energies?
Sure. Well, let me tell you what the streams, I'll give you like the list and then we can go into detail. So each stream of energy has what I would call a focus. Someone else might call it a theme. It's a way of understanding the universe from that position. So it helps us really recognize and resonate and understand things in a particular way. So, and they're in no particular order, just in the way I wrote them, so there's no hierarchy. Okay? So one stream is the stream of purity. Another stream is the stream of honor. Another stream is the stream of compassion. Another stream is the stream of neutrality. Another stream is the stream of harmony. Another one is the stream of beauty and grace. Another one is the stream of wisdom. Another stream of consciousness is the stream of truth. Another stream is the stream of radiance. Another is the stream of reciprocity. Another is the stream of universality. And the other stream is the stream of unity. And you can see each word that I use to describe it, you can tell there's a completely different resonance to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Sorry about that.
Okay, we're in a high vibe world right now.
Yeah. No, I'm having a little bit Texas. I think because of our energies.
Yes.
I'm having a little kind of glitches here. And remember, plus we're Mercury retrograde too, so
yeah.
It's going to happen. But so how did the streams inspire and shape our personal and cultivated views then?
Well, what's really remarkable is that if you resonate with a particular stream, and some people resonate with more than one, but generally people resonate with one particular stream. And it's not because it's inflicted upon them, it's because that's where their delight and their passion and their joy is. So when you resonate with a particular stream, you see the world through those energies. So as an example, if you look at the stream of compassion, right, which is a really good stream to focus on in our world right now, and you can actually see in our world that the people who resonate with the stream of compassion are coming more forward than they have in the recent past. So the stream of compassion means you feel relatedness, you feel kindness, you feel empathy, you feel relationships with everything. So you look at your life, you look at spirit, you look at the world through the frequencies that are related to compassion. Now, I want to say I have to use these kind of words. Obviously, the divine did not create these in English.
Yeah.
So the word is really a description, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to read you a poem that we wrote for this stream so that you get like the invocation kind of energy of it. So the stream of compassion, as these eyes look into hearts, there is no distance. Inspired to bring love which circles the cosmos, moved by souls in sacred connection to reflect the you in me and the me in you. So when we thank you, and when we reflect and we act from compassion, there isn't a sense of distance, there's a sense of relatedness. I can reflect the you in me and the me in you. And you can do the same, and we see each other in each other's hearts. When we look at the world right now, many people are actually rising up, awakening to, understanding, or taking actions in alignment with compassion. They're feeling other people's lives. And it's creating a deepening, a richening of relatedness and understanding and awakening. And the stream of compassion brings an immediate experience of relatedness and reciprocity. So there's a heartfelt, generous connection when we're aligned with or playing inside the stream of compassion. You feel community as community. It's
mm-hmm.
not like that group, this group. It's like you're part of that community. You feel it through compassion. And compassion is like an expanding empathy and understanding and wisdom and a relatedness that really delights and appreciates things that might look like other to different people. Actually feel part of you because you are in the stream of compassion. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense because it's kind of like, it is, well, the way I keep hearing is consciousness, which is the streams of consciousness, which you're speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
So those
mm-hmm.
definitely make sense. So I know in your book that you channel ayahuasca. Is that's how you pronounce it correctly? Alawashka. So you channeled Alawashka and the original vibration of creation. So can you tell us more about that and how you describe your channel as a consciousness calibration?
Sure. So Alawashka is the original language and frequencies and vibrations of creation. So when we look at creation, we look at the stuff that's made. Like if you're an artist, you look at the painting or the sculpture. If you're a builder, you look at what's built. If you're, you know, in more physics world, you look at like planets and star systems and everything else. Those are the things that have been created. Alawashka is the frequencies of creation. So with her, and she's a conscious being, with her awareness, she helps us create. And when I mean us, I mean any consciousness anywhere in the universe. And so there are frequencies, there are notes, there are words, there's sacred geometry, vibrations, all the different things that bring things into form. And that doesn't mean physical form, it just means into a form. The divine, however you describe the divine, whatever word is your favorite, is bigger than creation. Creation is coming from the divine. And the divine created Alawashka so there would be a channel through which creation could happen so that the divine didn't feel a separation. I'm going to create over here. I better watch over here. I need to look over here. What happened over here? The divine doesn't have to do that because the Alawashka is the flow of creation. And then part three, so there's the divine, then there's Alawashka, then there's the rest of us in creation. We start charting and creating as well. And so it allows a rich diversity and openness, and it allows the divine to be present and omnipresent in everything without a focus of separation. That's how I'll describe it. And so with me, when I originally recognized that I was actually a lot of my gifts, since I was born with them, I didn't have the distinction that they were different. So I was always having conversations with Alawashka and listening to these words and chants and descriptions and understandings and conversations until I realized way later, you know, in my early 20s, where I asked a question about creation and then I got this whole download. It's like, oh, that's what I've been listening to. And so I always thought that that was how my mind worked, which it is in a way. So I would have conversations. I said, well, what is the nature of this? How does this come into form? Well, what is this cosmic energy coming through? And I would just ask these questions and Alawashka would answer or introduce me to other beings who would have a more beneficial description for me. And I would just have these conversations in my mind, and it wasn't until much later where a beautiful teacher told me, you're channeling. Do you know what that is? Like, no. No, that's why I'm here. I came here to learn how to channel. And she said, no, you're already channeling. You don't need to learn how to channel. You're doing it. And that's when I realized that I had this relationship in the channeling with Alawashka, who is my primary source, but also whatever other being or source of wisdom wants to come through, I will have that interview, collaborative kind of conversation. So it's not a straight download of information where I just sit there and write, and then when it's done, I, you know, do spell check. It's like I'm having this, which, you know, is cool too. But it's like, oh, I'm having this, and this information comes through, and then I go, well, wait a minute, what about this? Well, how does this work? And then I get the answers to my questions, and I write, when I'm writing, I write those. And so you can see that there's, like, some things that are really expansive and some things that are more informative to help specifically.
That's really interesting because I deal with the same thing what you've been going through that way, but I never realized that was channeling because a lot of because people ask me, how do you know these questions and stuff like that? Like, how do you know this? I was like, I don't know. I just know, which is they tell me it's like clear knowing, but it's, I guess it is really channeling. That's interesting.
Yes, I can definitely tell you the distinction.
Okay.
So the distinction of knowing is you just know. You know,
uh-huh.
It's like, yep, you know that that's the sun. You don't have to ask yourself anymore. It's sun, you know it, boom. Now, channeling is, you know, wisdom coming through. And so, and depending on how you channel, but wisdom
mm-hmm.
starts coming through, dialogue starts coming through, conversation starts coming through, so that if you're looking at a particular area of life, you get the wisdom of it. So if you look and say, okay, we have a sun, what makes our sun different than another sun? It's not a question I would ask, but since I use the word sun, I would.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, that information comes to you. So it's not a simple direct knowing, which is your own wisdom and connection. It is you are having communication with higher beings, whoever they are, who are sharing wisdom with you. And so for my book, Streams of Consciousness, when I was connecting with Alawashka and I realized that there were 12 different streams of energy coming to our planet to help humanity, well, okay, I need to know more about this. So, like, okay, do they have a name? Do they have an energy? How do I know? How do I distinguish them? That's me asking Alawashka and then her bringing in the masters of the streams to help describe it to me. Well, we did it like this because we wanted like this, and humanity was like this, and so we wanted to give humanity a gift to connect with the divine in their emotions or their energy or their consciousness, however they could, so they wouldn't be overwhelmed or feel lost. So that was me connecting with guidance, with Alawashka, which is a high being, and the masters of the streams, which are other high beings, asking my questions and receiving the information. See, and if you're doing that, then you're really channeling.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's fun.
Never thought that was channeling, but that's interesting because, you know, I guess, I think a lot of us kind of do a little bit of channeling that way, I would say, people that I've spoken to. That's interesting because, you know, I connect a lot with Archangel Metatron and
mm-hmm.
some people tell me, how do you know it's him? Well, I've told my story so many times. The first time when I connected with him was in the shower when all I hear was a booming voice saying, I am Metatron. Of course, when you're like, you know, in your birthday suit, you know, I don't know where that coming from, and we'll slip in the tub and we'll break your head almost, but that didn't happen. But, you know, that's first time. But then the next time I heard him, it was more subtle because, you know, because his voice can be very booming, but I think that's the reason why it was because he was trying to get my attention for the longest time. So he had to come in that way. And of course, in the shower, your the water is more of a conduit energy.
Yeah.
And it's more relaxing, especially in your dream state as well. And
I think it was really clever of him because you couldn't get out of it.
No, well, of course not. I didn't want to. You know, I had roommates at the time, so I didn't want to walk out with my birthday suit screaming. So
exactly. It got you in the one place where there was no avoiding the conversation.
Exactly. But that's all I heard from him, and that was it until the next day or two or something. That's when I started connecting. And then he's the one that helped me with my radio network doing this.
Yes.
And helping other light workers come through
and send
their message.
Yeah.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is when you're receiving guidance like that, where it's direct conversation, that is more channeling.
Mm-hmm.
For other people who may get a message, that is a beautiful message, and all of these are fabulous. It's not like, oh, channeling's better than receiving a message or whatever,
mm-hmm.
right? But now if you receive a message that says you are here to such and such and so, and then you receive it and then you're kind of done,
mm-hmm.
that is a divine one giving you a message. It's
mm-hmm.
different than channeling because you're not bringing in a resource of information.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you and for everybody else who's listening, it helps when we can distinguish these things.
Exactly.
Because then
sometimes,
it also gives you... Go ahead.
Sometimes, like, when I can feel the energy is different. I know when it's, like... Because sometimes when people are like, well, I feel like I'm talking to myself at times, and it's really not yourself. It's kind of hard to explain,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
sometimes I hear like my own self talking in my mind, but it's not really myself. It's a little bit different.
You know, your thoughts are completely different than having. So I distinguish it between conversation and thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So a thought is like, isn't that beautiful? I love the rainbows. They mean a lot to me. I really should follow the rainbow. And you know, I'm just using that analogy, right? And
mm-hmm.
then channeling is, we are the messengers of the rainbow. This is a multicolored, multidimensional universe that blesses all people and all energies and all beauty and all grace. The tone is different.
And the energy is a little bit different, too.
Exactly. The
mm-hmm.
energy is different.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, I didn't know the distinction at all because it was always going on in me. I mean, I remember conversations when I was 2. And I would ask questions and I would get answers, and then my parents would look at me like, well, what the hell?
Or who's she talking to? Is that her imaginary
friend?
Well,
no, I never told them I was talking to somebody because I thought I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ask them these huge metaphysical questions. You know, it's like, well, why is it that people don't understand each other when it's really obvious we all want love and harmony and to connect with? Well, why, Mom? And she'd look at me and go, okay, this is my 2.5-year-old asking me this question. Not my college student studying philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I would just say things like that because that's how my mind was working. No, I didn't distinguish between the fact that I was channeling so that when I asked those questions of the divine or whichever being I was speaking with, I would get an answer. I thought that's how you think. I learned later, no, that's not how you think. That's channeling. And you can feel the difference. We just discussed it, so you can feel the difference between the two. And there's so many different ways to receive messages and guidance and energy. Which, yay.
I'm getting a lot of like kind of like downloads in right now. Every time we have a last time this happened to me too. I had to ground myself today because I've been getting like a lot of information coming through, lots of downloads. So I'm trying to listen to you at the same time. And then I was like, why do you have to work with me when I have Lumari here on the show when I'm trying to do the show? So I'm so sorry, guys. I do apologize. But I'm really excited because about your book. And for those who are interested, you can get your copy at your book at Amazon, and actually there's a link provided below in the show description here on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're listening in the archives later after the show, it's available on your favorite platform. But if you do buy the book, you are offering a special free gift with the purchase of The Stream of Consciousness. And
I have several.
Yeah, you actually will receive the Sima Joy Meditation and Inspire Ayahuasca audio meditation.
Yes.
And
so go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, and Resonate with Your Soul, a valuable soul awakening audio training, and the Streams of Consciousness Activation Journal. Can you tell us a little bit more about those?
Sure. So when you buy the book on Amazon, and I know you have the link there, so it's really easy, and if people are listening in other countries, it's in Amazon in a variety of different countries. Then you go to my website, and there's a link in the book that will show you how to get there, and also, you know, email me if you can't find the link, and then you have free downloads. So the Sema meditation, Sema is the word for joy in Alawashka. So remember I said Alawashka is a language and it's creation and it's frequencies. So the words in Alawashka, instead of describing things, create the frequency. So there is a Sema meditation, which is around 5 to 8 minutes long, and it immerses you in the frequencies of joy. So your heart expands, your energy raises, you feel that joy just by listening to the chant and the music. So that's one free gift. Then Resonating with Your Soul is another audio download, and that is more teaching and training and helping you to resonate with your soul. Now, most times when we're here on this planet, there's so much confusion. So many people are looking for their soul calling, looking for their purpose, confused in what's next and everything else, and that it gets really confusing. And it's not like you grow up learning this. And so the Resonating with Your Soul audio is meditations and teachings to help you be completely aligned with your soul so you can experience you in more fullness, more understanding of your reasonings, of your beings, of your passion, of your, you know, greater wisdom. So that's the second gift. And then the third gift is the Activations Journal. So this is a PDF that is over 200 pages long. When you download it, you will be surprised, that helps you go through the book. So because Streams of Consciousness is such a powerful transformational vibrational book, you want to be able to have a way of documenting, of remembering the insights that you had, or the ideas, or the transformation, or the deeper understanding about yourself or the world that you didn't have before writing it. So the journal itself has different pages, different questions, different guidance, so you can start to tune in. What is inspiring you here? What did you notice? What is growing in you? What is healing in you? Now, it's a PDF, so you can type in it on your phone or your computer or your pad or whatever, and just as you read, you can also do notes like that. And if you want to print it out, you can certainly do that and just handwrite. And that helps you go on the journey in the Streams of Consciousness, because when you're reading this book, one of the things that's really interesting about it is you're going to have awakenings. You're going to have insights. And usually what happens to most of us humans is after we have that aha moment, it goes away. And 2 days later we go, well, what? I thought I remembered something really brilliant, but now I don't remember. I only remember it was brilliant. I don't remember what it was. So this is like a companion, so that as you're reading, you can stop and go, ooh, let me write that down. And it all exists in one place, so it's not like scraps of paper in your own notebooks and things like that, right? It's all in one place so that later you can actually go back to it. And one of the things that's beautiful about resonating with the streams and understanding this is that when you go back into your journal and look at the insights you had, they're going to create more awakenings for you, more aha moments, more inspiration. So that's why I created all those free things for you just when you get the book.
That's a lot of free gifts. That's a lot of
stuff. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it is, we have about 20 minutes till the end of the show, and I know our listeners are listening patiently, waiting patiently, so we can answer questions or do some mini readings. Are you okay to do some readings for people or answer questions?
Yeah, whatever shows up, let's play.
Okay. All right. So our first caller, we have Filson from all the way from Ohio. Hi, Filson. You're live on air.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing great. Nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. I have a question about my career, my current job. I'm not sure if I should stay because I'll get promoted, or if I should move on to something else, or you know, just what to do.
Cool. And what do you do right now?
I work at Amazon.
Okay. So this is what's really lovely. You are in a transition. Okay. I like that word. And there are higher frequencies and more gifts coming your way. Some of them you already know about, right? You already know that you have more talents. You already know that you have mastery in certain areas. It's almost like there's certain areas of your life, it's almost like you're magical there. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think I'm a pretty good person. I pride myself on that, being conscious, but I'm not really sure what else there is.
So where is your creativity and your joy coming from?
I do draw and I do write, but I don't feel like it's worth, like, I don't feel like I'm good enough to make money from it, if I'm being honest.
Well, no, that's okay. That the good enough part is something that you can heal, right? There's no such thing as good enough, okay? Because I'm pretty sure way back in the day when people looked at Picasso's work, they said, oh, my God, he can't even draw a woman's face. And then because he couldn't draw like everybody else said he should, he was brilliant. So you have magic in there. It may not be what you're depicting or what you're saying, but you have that flow. So when I look at things for you, my feeling is, yes, you're going to leave, but you're going to allow yourself, which is comfortable for you, to give yourself that transition period. Don't hold me to the timing, okay? But let's just say you look at it and you go, okay, I got a 6-month window. I'm going to do this, this, and this. I'm going to put this together. I'm going to experiment and explore because I can. And then in 6 months, I'm going to look and see if I still want to be here. Now, again, I'm just using 6 months as an example because I would never give anybody a deadline, a time deadline, unless it was, you know, dangerous. Does that help?
Yeah, that helps.
So if I ask you to take a deep breath, and create the vision that you want to live into, what would it be?
I would like a job where it's easy for me and I don't feel stressed about it and I feel comfortable and I make easy money doing things that, where I'm being myself and I'm doing things that help other people and explore.
Fantastic. So this is my suggestion, because it's always good to take an action after you receive this. So when you're ready, write it down. I see myself in a job where I love what I do. I'm well compensated. I'm helping other people. I'm really connected with my job and my path, and I have plenty of time to do other things in my life as well. Kind of like that. In your own words, obviously.
Because that's kind of like what I got for you as well, Filson, as well. Kind of like journal writing. Looked like we lost Lamari there. But what I wanted to say is, are you still there, Filson?
Yeah.
Still son? You there? Okay. So they're telling you that your heart is very powerful when it comes to manifesting. So your heart is 5,000 times magnetically stronger than your brain and can quickly manifest your desires. So the actions that your angels want you to do is consider taking the longest 18-inch journey of your life from your head, which is your ego, and to your heart, which is your spirit. And they want you to close your eyes and generate feelings of love, joy, and gratitude for what you desire to manifest. So they're saying that the longer you're feeling, the faster your desire will manifest. So when you feel like, kind of like when you see a puppy or a kitten and you feel, oh my gosh, it's so cute, so lovable, like Shishi O'Donnell would say, and you feel that love. That's why I say that your heart is a big manifester when you feel that. Also, your angels actually have a message for you. What they're saying to you is, dearest, wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, growing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one, and they're asking you if you are afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reaction from others. So is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intentions take to win. So your desire count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. So did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? Some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you cannot possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And that is a message from your angels.
Thank you. That really resonates and gives me confidence that I can do it and everything will be okay.
Yeah, and like I said, your heart is the biggest one, and your angels are really there to help you. I think what it is, like the message they're telling you is there, that are you afraid of that some may bring you too much attention or invite you negative reactions from other people. That's why you shouldn't really tell people what your projects are sometimes, because people be like, oh, you can't do that. They're not at your wavelength where what you're thinking and what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to keep some of your thoughts and stuff to a hush-hush until things kind of go there. You know what I'm saying? Also, it could be because of change. You know, is change too daunting for you? You know, a lot of us don't like change. You know, so. But I hope this helps you out, and let us know how everything's going. Give us a call back.
Okay, thank you so much. That helps a lot.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. Take care. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. All right, Ms. Lumari, are you back with us?
I am back.
Hi.
We're all disconnected.
Yeah, that was so weird, right? But, you know, that's okay because I kind of took over a little bit just to, you know, help out before we get you back on air again. So, yay, we're happy
great.
That you're
and beautiful
back.
Beautiful message. Yes.
All right, so we have Shiana from Pennsylvania. I think we pronounced it correctly.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on air. Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello.
Hi, how can we help you today?
I'm calling because I'm a bit frustrated. So I'm wondering, for the past 5 years, me and my husband have not lived together. We've been separated. But we still have been involved romantically. But he's actually with another person now. And I'm trying to I'm trying to just be done with him, but then again, I still want a relationship because he's with someone else. So my question is, do you see us ever in the future getting back together on a permanent basis?
Okay, so truth to truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. And this is what I want to say to you. And again, I'm going to say it strongly because you are a beautiful, caring, loving, powerful woman who gave your power away to be in a relationship that isn't supporting you. And I know that sounds heavy, so forgive me if it's shocking. But you're not really recognizing how magnificent you are because you're still want to be with him when there's at least 6 billion more men out there. And there's beautiful men and spiritual men and men who would look at you and go, I am the luckiest man in the world to have her. And you, for whatever reason in you, don't know that about yourself. So you're hoping he's going to come back instead of looking out in the world for the one who's going to look at you and go, oh, the divine just sent me a miracle, and here she is. How can I make this the most magnificent relationship I've ever had? Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you still holding on to someone who's already created distance for 5 years?
Well, because he still wants to be involved with me. Like, he still is. It's just that I don't understand that. That's why I'm asking.
No, but he doesn't. So I know I'm being hard on this, and you know, but I want you to have the best love you can possibly imagine. And he is controlling everything to get what he wants. And it's not about what you want. And I think you're confused about what you want and what is possible for you. Now, I will tell you, I have a hilariously spiritual book called Shopping for a Man. It's
which
on Amazon, too.
Yes.
Oh,
I have read that because I have Kindle Unlimited, and it's free on Kindle Unlimited. I'm telling you, it changed my life because basically on the book it says, don't change yourself, change how you shop. And it really learned me to love myself and to respect myself, and that you can really find yourself a really great guy. This book has helped me a lot, just FYI.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so glad. That means a lot to me because it's really
everyone
fun,
has been
but it's powerful.
Seeing pictures of me recently now, like Claudia, you don't look the same. You look so different. And that's because of my mindset, my perspective of myself, of loving myself. You know, I'm still that thick, fabulous woman, but, you know, I haven't lost that much weight, but I have lost some weight, you know. But I'm loving myself. It's not about my weight. It's about me and who is the person who I'm attracting.
Exactly. I'm so happy you said that, Claudia, because the book is really a spiritual book, but it has humor to lighten
it
up
does.
The conversation about dating and men and everything else. And you know, our dear guest, you're not looking at how amazing you are. You're hoping to get what you used to have, and he's the one that's in control. And I don't like that for you.
Yeah,
you're
I know, but I'm
too
trying to
magnificent.
Understand. Like, I don't understand why does he want to keep trying to be romantically involved with me when I'm not asking for it.
Yes, but the thing is, why? Forget about what he's thinking. Why do you want him? Why do you want
to
look and go? No, but see, that's old. So that is like a memory of what used to be and how it used to be and everything else. In 5 years, he has, I'm going to say this, you know, strongly because I also am a passionate feminist woman who loves women to be strong and to be who they are, and I want the men around them to adore them for it. He didn't get on his knees and cry and say, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I love you so much. Please take me back. He's like saying, well, you know, we can do it together a few times, and then blah, 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 blah. He's calling all the shots, and you're just jumping because he has you confused vibrationally and also emotionally. You don't want him. You want a fabulous man who really, mm-hmm. and I got one, so I know what this is like, who looks at you and goes, oh, my God, I never thought I was going to be this lucky. She's smart. She's brilliant. She's funny. She's emotionally connected. And I am lucky to have her in my life. Not come by a few times and then we'll do it. Uh-uh. That's not somebody who absolutely adores you.
Yeah. He wants to treat you like a goddess, girl. Treat you like a goddess. Yeah. Kind of like the song by Avril Lavigne. Treat you like a goddess. You know, doesn't matter if you're in your pajamas, he still loves you who you are. Even if you don't have makeup on, he thinks you're just fabulous and gorgeous. And he would just, like,
yeah.
worship you and love you. That's what true love is.
Yes. I agree. Yeah. And I'm really fortunate. I have a husband who's like that. And really, no matter what, he thinks I'm adorable. And we all know what it looks like in the mirror when we don't think that. Right?
Yeah. And I also have a message for you, too, from your angels. They're telling dearest you, we need you to know that you can change things miraculously for you and everyone and make things right. It's never too late. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the burden of an old story. From an old story. You want me to repeat that twice for you? One in which you were a victim of someone else's actions or your own. You don't need to carry this around. You can set yourself free. Even advocating for good because of this experience requires your forgiveness to be effective. Forgiveness is never about condoning things that were done. It's about letting yourself off the hook from carrying the burden. Resentment and hurt are like viruses that spread to others. And that is the opposite of what you really desire, right? So imagine what your life would be like without the burdens that you carry when you do not forgive. You can do it. Everyone over here believes in you and adores you. And this is a message from your angels. And actually the card before you even spoke, before I answered, was the card I pulled was, you deserve love. And the romance angels are cheering you on in your quest for great love by letting you know that you deserve it. As a child of God, you're naturally a loving and lovable person, as is everyone. You have the right to be treated with kindness and respect by everyone in your life. If you've had harsh life experiences, you may have blamed yourself and felt unworthy of receiving affection. So this card reassures that you do deserve it. You're a beautiful being of God's pure love and light. So no matter what any person has said or done to you, and no matter what happens in the past, God's handiwork can never be undone. So the more you affirm, I am lovable, I am loved, I am loving, the more this experience comes to you for you. Affirmations help you believe spiritual truth as it deepens unconscious level. So this, in turn, allows you to attract loving people, relationships, and circumstances, and you definitely deserve that, okay? So they kind of put it there, a double whammy for you there. They just want to affirm it. They want to implant it in your brain that you are deserved for love and for... Usually, you know, what they actually really say is, like, why am I attracting these guys? These people, why are these people? It's because your vibration, you need to vibrate in a higher level. So when you affirm to yourself and you be grateful and tell yourself in the mirror and you look at yourself, I am beautiful. Even if you're booty naked from the shower, you say, hey, I'm beautiful. You look at yourself and I'm beautiful. And I didn't say that to myself before that. But I started learning to do that. Even if you have to light a candle, you know, put rose petals in the bathtub, whatever makes you feel good, that is when things will change. And you'll see a big miraculous in your life.
Yes. And you can just smile at him. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
No,
so I hope this
you.
Word helps you out. Definitely helps you out. And we're here to send you positive energies and loving energies to you. Your angels are always with you. So I'm glad that you called because, you know, your angels did have a message for you. And thank you so much for calling us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Wow, it's almost the end of, it's already the end of our show.
Wow.
And I know, gone by so quickly. Do you have any last words you'd like to tell everyone that is listening?
Well, aside from definitely looking at my books for a variety of different things, everybody just take a deep breath. And when you look at yourself, ask yourself, what new ways will help me shine?
Beautiful. Thank you, Lamari, for being on our show. And thank you, everyone that has been listening. And you can join us on Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Shishi O'Donnell. And she's going to be having open lines and topics and free mini reads. So if we didn't get to your call today, call tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a fabulous weekend. Bye, everyone.